New twist in Russia investigation.
The president's son got a subpoena from a Republican-led committee.
North Korea fires missiles.
For the second time in a week.
Vatican directive on sex abuse.
The guidelines require all priests and nuns to promptly report it.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. A key House Democrat says there's a constitutional crisis in the battle over the full Mueller report, and now there's a move by Senate Republicans to get answers from one of President Trump's sons. CBS's Nancy Cordes is on Capitol Hill.
Donald Trump Jr. already testified back in 2017. But some lawmakers have questioned whether he was fully truthful about his meeting with a Russian lawyer before the election and about his knowledge of a proposed Trump Tower Moscow deal.
He's a private citizen, not a member of the administration.
On the CBS podcast, The Takeout, acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney told Major Garrett he was surprised to learn that Donald Trump Jr. would be subpoenaed.
To subpoena the President of the United States' son and not at least get a heads up, I thought, was, let's say, bad form.
Earlier in the day, in a straight party line vote, the House Judiciary Committee voted to hold the Attorney General in contempt.
We did not relish doing this, but we have no choice.
The resolution now goes to a full House vote, after which members can choose to pursue a criminal or civil contempt case.
Financial markets are poised to sell off at the opening this morning. The concern is about U.S.-China trade talks. 2 days of discussions opening up today amid a new threat from President Trump for tariff hikes.
As the Chinese vice premier arrived here in Washington for the latest round of talks, his government warned it would take necessary countermeasures if the new American tariffs do go into effect tomorrow. The increased levy from 10% to 25% on some $200 billion worth of Chinese imports was initially due to take effect in December, but the president delayed the implementation when he reached a tentative truce with his counterpart Xi Jinping. Now the U.S. accuses China of reneging on key promises Beijing has made in talks since. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, The White House.
Well, there's been new action in North Korea as diplomats struggle to come to terms on a plan to mothball the country's nuclear intentions. CBS's Cammy McCormick is at the Pentagon.
This is the second time in less than a week that North Korea has conducted launches. This time it was two separate short-range missiles fired moments apart. A U.S. envoy is currently in Seoul, South Korea, trying to move forward the negotiations with Pyongyang. North Korea is showing more frustration over the impasse in the nuclear talks.
Now to the Vatican. CBS's Seth Doan tells us Pope Francis has issued a law requiring all Catholic priests and nuns to report sex abuse allegations or any cover-up to superiors.
Today's sweeping guidelines cover the issues of sexual abuse of minors, child pornography, and importantly, the abuse of power, which would apply to a seminarian or a nun. Significantly, the guidelines address the issue of covering up abuse and require all priests and nuns to promptly report it. The protocols are also global, applying to the entire church.
The directive doesn't say police should be contacted. The church says doing that would endanger Catholics in countries where they are a persecuted minority. Here at home, tributes for the high schooler who died in this week's shooting attack in Highlands Ranch, Colorado. CBS's David Begnaud.
Brendan Biley says his longtime friend Kendrick Castillo immediately took action.
There was no speaking, it was just movement and fighting.
Biley says another student, Joshua Jones, joined them in the fight. The three students jumped from their desks and slammed the gunman against the wall. Jones was shot twice and is at home recovering. Biley says he wrestled the handgun away from the shooter, but not before Castillo was shot.
What he did was legendary, like he's a hero.
Castillo's grief-stricken parents say they are not surprised at all.
Because of what he did, others are alive, and I thank God for that. And he's a hero. He always will be. But there's another part of you that wishes he would have just turned and ran.
Florida's governor has signed a bill that allows more classroom teachers to carry guns at school. Acting on a tip, L.A. police went to an upscale neighborhood to find more than 1,000 guns in a mansion. Most were modern weapons. Some, though, were collectibles more than 100 years old. This neighbor was incredulous.
You want to have 1,000 bottles of water in your house? Go get 1,000 bottles of water. 1,000 guns? I mean, do you see what's going on here?
One person was arrested. It appears some gun transactions may have been illegal. The strictest of all abortion laws is on the move in Alabama, as we hear from CBS's Jim Crisula.
An Alabama State Senate committee has approved a bill making it a felony to perform an abortion. It will be debated by the full state Senate today. Republican Representative Terry Collins is the original sponsor of the measure.
The bill is meant to address Roe versus Wade.
Randall Marshall heads up the American Civil Liberties Union in Alabama.
The bill would immediately be declared unconstitutional by a federal district court.
Republican Alabama Governor Kay Ivey has not publicly said if she will sign the bill if it's approved by state lawmakers. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
A Florida judge has ruled in a battle over a child's cancer treatment. CBS's Peter King joins us live from Orlando.
3-year-old Noah McAdams' parents decided to seek alternative treatment after one chemotherapy session for his leukemia.
Oxygen therapy, also known as oxidization.
His mother with some examples, but after 2 days of hearings, a Tampa judge has ordered the boy receive the first full round of chemo. He's in state custody, but living with his grandparents. Attorney Michael Minardi says the judge wants the parents involved.
And the court basically said the department and the guardian ad litem for the child can work together to try to work out and make sure that the child has it.
There's no decision on what happens next. Steve?
Results indicate Denver voters have approved a measure to decriminalize the key ingredient in magic mushrooms for people over 21. The BBC has fired a broadcaster who tweeted a photo of a chimp dressed in clothes with the caption, "Royal baby leaves hospital." 3-day-old Archie is the first mixed-race child in recent royal history. CBS's Vicky Barker in London has a look at who made money in the name game.
British bookies raked in millions from all the Brits putting their money on more traditional royal names. In contrast, only a dozen or so bets were placed for Archie, including one woman who did it on a whim, simply because her grandson, named Archie, shares a birthday with the newborn. She says she's saving her $23,000 winnings for his education.
A giant retailer is pushing back against a new round of criticism. Here's CBS's Matt Piper.
Do you want a great salary? Try applying at Walmart to eventually make your way up to store manager. The retail giant just revealed that managers earn, on average, $175,000 a year. The figures were released to go against criticism that it does not pay its workers well. Walmart also says its full-time hourly workers make an average of $14.26 an hour. But it's not a walk in the park for a store manager. In those large supercenters, they manage more than 300 employees and oversee more than $100 million in yearly sales. Matt Piper, CBS News.
What about a pay raise for politicians in Washington? It's a touchy subject. Congress has rejected annual cost of living increases since 2009, but some senior leaders in the House say it is time to boost pay. Others say it would prompt a voter backlash. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.